I will just go through and then I'll go through them like mentioned, and then later we will go details and we will tell I will tell us which one will come which day. Yeah, so the first one is the physical growth, and the physical growth is like the way it sounds physically. Yeah, so we will be talking about tracking your child's milestones. Please let us mute. Yeah, so number two, this is the mental attitudes, and then number three, and the physical, we will talk about the weight, the height, the health, and the energy. And as we say, there are children that have high energy, and there are those ones that have low energy. And number two, this is the mental, and these are some of our children have fixed, you know, like a fixed mindset or growth mindset, where akishindwa kufanya they just lift up their hand and they leave everything. Kuna wenye wanaanzanga kulia akishindwa kufanya kitu. So we will discuss about that and how they handle obstacles. That is on mental attitude. And then from there, we will handle academic. In academics, we will talk about grades, competence, and sports and such stuff. And also on mental, we'll talk about about challenges, the failures, stress, conflicts, how to handle the next, you know, like how to handle stuff. But this one, we will talk about it in this coming weekend on mental. So from there, we will go to academic, that is on grade and competence, sports and all that. And then the other one, we will talk about emotional intelligence. And on emotional intelligence, we will talk about managing emotions. We will handle this today. So you guys fasten your seat belts. Yeah. And then the other one is the social intelligence. And these are their relationships with others. And then this one we will handle next week. So I will not go into details about that. And then the next one is the spiritual growth, is the relationship with God. And this will be our last lesson.
Yes. So as you think about these areas, probably you can be thinking about where is your child right now? As you think about tracking your child's milestones, sometimes we may by default be only concerned about physical growth and of course about academic achievement because this teacher is saying this about your child, this feedback came in that is a bit worrisome. But then when you think about the physical growth, like we will pose that, like the physical growth in terms of if this doesn't matter right now, or probably it's not an area of concern, it's not an ICU thing. Yeah, probably if your child has any physical challenges, like in terms of milestones, some of our children have special needs. And so it totally changes the dynamics of where we are. And we really, really empathize with you. You really want to journey with you and of course also help you connect if this is a challenge that you're experiencing right now with the physical growth. And then of course the academic achievement is also just something we are mentioning in passing. Because it's also something that I know is important for us. We want to see our children succeed. We want to see our children thrive. So just keep on thinking. Hey, hapo kuna mtu habembelezwi, mkumedhoka. Yeah, and of course, when you think about these areas, we shall be discussing them in different dimensions. But today, like James has said, we are only focusing on the mental, on the emotional intelligence. That's nice. So parenting on track, one of the things is to understand the tracks. So today, as we go in, this is one of the probably the most important spaces I explored when I was doing psychology in 2007. And it's one of the psychology theories of just understanding where we are. And so in this parenting cycle, it's a theory by a guy called Erik Erikson, and he shares about these stages that everybody goes through. They're called psychosocial stages of life, from when you are born up to the day you will die. And so Erik Erikson, first of all, presents that when we are 0 to 2 years, we are in a stage called trust versus mistrust. So if your child is probably in this stage, it really makes sense. They're trying to learn you. They're trying to learn the environment. They're trying to figure you out. I remember like when our son was newborn, alikuwa ananishikilia, like he couldn't trust that I can't drop him. Like he couldn't really trust me. And I was like, dude, I can't drop you. I'm the one who gave birth to you. As if it really made sense. But this is where children learn to trust, or they also learn to mistrust. And that is why when we pick them up, when you change their diapers, all that, it's part of building trust so that they feel like the world is a safe place. Because you remember they are from the womb, perfect temperature, perfect conditions. That is why when they come, first of all, they cry because this is totally different. And then, of course, they will keep on adjusting for the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. To just test different things, test different tastes. That is why when they're testing food, you can see.
The mouth is there.
Yeah, their face is printing. Of course, the mouth is the most important part in this 0 to 2. They test everything. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're just in that place of testing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, later, they move to the next stage. Mm-hmm. It's called autonomy versus shame and doubt. This is where your child is learning to do things for themselves.
Yeah.
And so if you allow them, probably Kujivalisha sweater, like today, we went with our son to Kahawa West. Like, it's quite a stretch. It's about 1.2 kilometers from our house. Alikuwa amevaa viatu kombo. Like, those things stop bothering me. I'm just like, dude, are you comfortable? Let's go. Yeah, so of course, I noticed it when you were really gone, and I was like, well, this doesn't bother me. And of course, when you're thinking of autonomy, it's because now I had learned about this, like you want them to depend on themselves. That is what they want to achieve as a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if they don't, they end up in shame and doubt. Yeah, probably you shame them when they don't poo in the right place, or probably when they wear things wrong, you keep on fixing it and shaming them, probably how you give them feedback. And then they can also doubt themselves. You know, they feel like, I'm not good in this. I can't do this. I can't do this.
Yeah.
So shame and doubt is probably, even if you're struggling with shame and doubt as adults, most of the times, if you track it back, usually you would actually feel like it started in this space and in this time. And then, of course, after that, the next task in their lives is the 4 to 5.
Yeah.
That is when they learn to take initiative. You know, this is when they start things for themselves. Unakuta sijui alipika nini na mafuta yako kwanza, alipika na olive oil. Because now initiative is, they want to go ahead and give themselves permission to do things. Yeah, you realize they picked all your flowers that you've been watering for a whole year, and they decided to arrange them on the table. Yeah, so these are the things that you'll realize in your child when they are 4 to 5. They just want to take initiative. They want to start things. They want to initiate. And then, of course, if they don't get this permission, they start feeling guilty. So they struggle with guilt. So you realize that shame, doubt, guilt is actually started. Like it starts when a child is from 2 to 5 years. That is where these emotions probably they struggle with, and they can really carry them to adult. I think personally, I'm able to relate that this is where I really learned how to doubt myself. I really learned to struggle with shame, like around this age, because I was a very talkative child. I remember in Kiambu, I taking mbele mbele. Like just remembering my childhood, this is the space where I probably feel like there was a lot of crushing moments, just because my personality was really out there, and probably my family wanted a quieter child. And then after that 6 to 11, that is where your child is exploring their talents, their giftings, and they are really going for it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where you realize your child is working hard. They want to be competent. They want to win. They're in competitions. So probably just consciously, this is where we started investing more intentionally in our daughter. Especially in helping her find out what she's just good in.
Mm.
Yeah, like chess, like taekwondo, like anything that like she will be interested in, like singing. You just put her out there and let her
experience. She wanted ballet at some point.
Yeah. She wanted
ballet.
Yeah, and then she changed her interest. She was like, no, I want to do psychomotor. And then now psychomotor, she also checked out of that. Psychomotor is just dancing different styles.
Mm.
Yeah, and then this is the place where your child discovers their talent. So if your child is in this age or in this space, this is probably the place where you need to exhaust and max out on your investments in terms of their talent improvement. And you realize this is very convenient because a six-year-old is probably going to grade 1. Up to 11, they are going to around grade 5. So these are 5 important years for your child to really find out what they are good at in terms of competence. And that they build actually that attribute of competence from this. They know what they are good at, and they also know what they are not good at, and they make this way. Because Mtoyen as a kwa majaribu, like my sister's daughter really did ballet, and she was very good in it, but later she was like, she's not interested in it anymore. At least your child has gone through that. And then after that, they go into adolescence. Adolescence is now from 12. Nowadays, it's starting earlier. And that is why we leave it from 12 up to 18. That is when your child is now exploring adolescence, and this is the place where they're discovering, who am I, why am I here, what am I good at? And then if they don't resolve this well, they end up in confusion or what we call identity crisis.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's young adulthood, and young adulthood is now from, we'll just say comfortably 18 up to 40. 18 to 40 is the young adulthood. That is where your child is exploring intimacy.
Yeah.
And then if they don't resolve this space well, probably the dating spaces are disappointing. Then you'll end up in isolation. And of course, now we are counting ourselves from young adults going forward.
Yeah.
You can see that. And it doesn't mean that whatever didn't happen before that has not affected us.
Mm.
And then after that, intimacy versus isolation, we go into the middle adulthood. And then middle adulthood is where we are from the time we are 40 up to the time we are 65.
Mm-hmm.
So that time we're just generating. That is when you are doing investments. That is when you are working hard to get on top of things. You want to change the world and transform your community. You are in many boards. Mm-hmm. You are doing a lot of charity things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, nowadays we have a generation called Gen Z that is really in the young adult, but they are really doing a lot of things that used to normally happen according to social trends in the middle adulthood. Like they're changing the world.
Mm-hmm.
They are starting charities and foundations as young as 23. Yeah, so that is the normal trend. And then after that, now there's late adulthood, and that is after 65. That is when everybody looks back and you're like, was it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did I really hit or miss? You know, what was my life all about?
Mm-hmm.
And that is when we get integrity or wisdom, because you feel like you're summing up your life and just looking at what did this mean?
Yeah.
You know, and probably you're now thinking of exiting the stage, you're handing over things, you're passing on the baton.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we didn't resolve our lives well, or probably you're not even to make peace with our mistakes and everything that happened in our lives, you will see many people who are old and they're really despairing, they're bitter, they're angry. It ends up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at this parenting cycle, it's just to understand how much what we are doing right now will influence the second half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first half is from 0 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will influence all the other places that we're not able to influence. The way Jemo was telling us about the 4-14 window last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we have 4 to 14. And so adolescents, we can influence a bit, and then after that, it's hands off. But then that determines even the integrity and despair stage, especially in this generation that we are really having conversations about trauma. Yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe if I can add the way, maybe to insist on the 4 to 14 window, I remember the person who took us through the parenting course, his son had gotten like off high school and they got this scholarship abroad. I think it was in Germany. And this boy, when he went there, I think the first thing was like looking for a church, like, you know, like these Hillsong churches and all that. And eventually the guy, when he started dating, he used to call the father, by the dad, I'm at this place, you know, like he had moved all these stages. They had a bond with the dad.
Mm.
You know, like when he came to this adolescent stage, he was able, like when he is dating, he calls the father, by the way, we broke up with that girl, and I don't think the values were adding up, my values and their values, their family, I from this and that. You know, like having such a conversation with your kid, I think it comes from trust. It comes from like tracking all these milestones as we continue to handle them. How can we have a relationship that when they are coming to these stages, they are involving us and we are being part of this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was really encouraged by that story. And eventually when he was serious in the relationship, I think they were planning to visit Kenya with the girlfriend, who was currently a Christian, and I think with an Indian background and stuff. And I think when a child involves you in such things, I think it's a blessing. And I would pray that even our kids, either they are in Kenya or wherever they are, that they're independent to make decisions and they can be able to consult without fearing how will dad say, or how will mom judge, you know, such kind of things. And I would encourage us to actually take heed on these teachings, because I believe there will be an investment that will be worth it when they leave us and when they are out there on their own.
Yeah, thank you, James. Sorry, guys, I think I missed this chat about the sound being low. Is it better now? Maybe you can give me an indication on the chat. I can see Warugi and Evelyn had already shared concern, and Ruth and Anima about the sound levels. Yeah, like our mic is not good. Is it better now? It looks like 100 over here. Sound is okay on my end. Okay, Kimani. Yes, okay, Kimani, you didn't miss a thing.
Yeah, guys, I sorry, don't know guys, how but far please you keep on
giving
missed.
Us feedback. Keep on giving us feedback.
So yeah, Dan Durango. Okay, yeah. It's okay, Margaret. Thank you so much,
it's
guys.
Okay, thank you. We'll try to keep our mouth near the mic. Yeah, just make sure that you're not missing anything. Why don't
you get a microphone?
So I want to stop share, and then I share again. I want to share just a video clip that will help you understand these stages. You know, like watching them, especially in a cartoon form,
mm.
so that you're able to see what your child's, how your child's world, do you remember how we were sharing about their favorite cartoon?
Yeah.
So we get to see how these stages can actually be observed in a very playful way. Mm. Let me share my sound. Can you guys see the stage work? Like, can you see anything on the screen?
Just one person to confirm, unmute or just chat.
On the chat. We missed ages 6 to 11. Oh,
Lord.
Okay.
We can see the screen.
All okay. Right, Sawa. So I want to play. Give me a heads up if you can hear the sound now.
No sound, but screen. We can read the readings and the writings.
Mm, yes. A little cirrus and a
lettuce
and a dash of cumulus.
Okay, so the gist is to read these write-ups. Maybe I'll try to pause them a bit. I know they go in very quickly, like giving up a bit of the scenario, and then now you watch the video to understand. All right, so I hope everyone has read this about Hercules meeting his child for the first time. Let's go.
Now, let's see here. We'll take, yes, a little cirrus, and a touch of nimbostratus, and a dash of cumulus. His name is Pegasus, and he's all your son.
Bite his head.
He's so tiny. My boy. My little Hercules.
My dad says it's not safe.
Nemo! No!
Dad?
Ugh, you're about to swim into open water!
No, I wasn't gonna go.
It's just a good thing
up.
I was here.
Dad,
if I hadn't
no.
shown up,
Sir,
I don't know.
He wasn't gonna go!
Yeah, he was too afraid.
No, I wasn't.
This does not concern you, kids. And you're lucky I don't tell your parents you were out there. You know you can't swim well.
I can swim fine, Dad, okay?
No, it's not okay. You shouldn't be anywhere near here. Okay, I was right. You know what? We'll start school in a year or two.
No, Dad! Just because you're scared of the ocean.
Clearly you're not ready, and you're not coming back until you are. You think you could do these things, but you just can't, Nemo.
I hate you.
What's with the kid wearing a cummerbund?
I let him wear whatever he wants to wear.
Those boots are the best. Whose are they?
I know, right? I think they're Kevin's. I'll have a hot dog with a mustard and a knish. Frankenstein, what do you want?
30 packets of ketchup.
All right, 30 packets of ketchup.
Ow!
Nice cut, pal.
U C H?
Correct!
I am the smartest man alive!
Nervous. I mean, first and second grade were easy, but social studies division, this is gonna be tough. I'm so nervous. I mean, first and second grade were easy, but social studies, division, this is gonna be tough.
Relax, dude. But I gotta be. My mom's an ape, my friends are apes, my whole family. If I'm not an ape, then what am I?
Sometimes everything seems out of my reach. No matter how hard I try, sometimes I feel like nothing at all inside.
Queen Elsa of Arendelle. Princess Anna of Arendelle.
Oh, here? Are you sure? Because I don't think I'm supposed to... Oh, okay. Hi. Hi, me?
Mr. Huff would like to talk to you in his office.
Now?
Now.
Sit down, Bob. I'm not happy, Bob. Not happy. Ask me why.
Okay. Why?
Why what? Be specific, Bob.
Why are you unhappy?
Your customers make me unhappy.
What? You've gotten complaints?
Complaints I can handle. What I can't handle is your customers' inexplicable knowledge of InsuraCare's inner workings. They're experts! Experts, Bob! Exploiting every loophole, dodging every obstacle! They're penetrating the bureaucracy!
Did I do something illegal?
No.
Are you saying we shouldn't help our customers?
The law requires that I answer no.
We're supposed to help people.
We're supposed to help our people! Starting with our stockholders, Bob! Who's helping them out, huh? You know, Bob, a company...
Is like an enormous clock.
Is like an enormous clock. Yes, precisely. It only works if all the little cogs mesh together. Now, a clock needs to be clean, well lubricated, and wound tight. The best clocks have jewel movements, cogs that fit, that cooperate by design.
I'm being metaphorical, Bob. You know what I mean by cooperative cogs? Bob? Look at me when I'm talking to you, Parr!
That man out there, he needs help.
Do not change the subject, Bob. We're discussing your attitude.
He is getting mugged.
Well, let's hope we don't cover him.
I'll be right back.
Stop right now, or you're fired! Close the door. Get over here now. I'm not happy, Bob. Not happy.
He got away.
Good thing, too. You were this close to losing your...
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, you think?
What can I say, Rick?
Nothing you haven't said before.
Someone was in trouble.
Someone's always in trouble.
I had to do something.
Yeah. Every time you say those words, it means a month and a half of trouble for me, Bob. It means hundreds of thousands of taxpayers' dollars.
I know.
We gotta pay to keep the company quiet. We gotta pay damages, erase memories, relocate your family. Every time it gets harder. Money, 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 money. We can't keep doing this, Bob. We appreciate what you did in the old days, but those days are over. From now on, you're on your own. Listen, Bob. Maybe I could relocate you, you know, for old time's sake.
No, I can't do that to my family again. Everyone just got settled out. I'll make it work. Thanks.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, so that's it, guys. I hope we've picked some vibe for those of us who probably not understood the stages. We just thought that video would be very illustrative to just give us some sense of what you're talking about. But then from that perspective of these different stages that we're discussing here. Yeah, and we will definitely put this in the resource folder when we shall be sharing, and then you can be able to know where to pick it up from. So now it's slideshow. Yeah, I hope you can see the screen back.
Yeah, okay, guys. Now on emotional milestones, we will be talking about the vocabulary. And these, the vocabulary, we will go to intensity, the fruit, and also emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. On vocabulary, we will be talking about our children being able to identify and name their emotions and those of others. And these are the main emotions, as you can see in the diagram. You can see there is a happy, and then there is, of course, the different types of happiness, and then there is angry, there is sad, there is afraid. And one thing that we want to identify is that the center one is the calm, which has the white color. And so if our kids or our if our child want to, if they're happy, they can tell you they're happy, but they need to hear it first of all from us, and they can be able to see when we are happy or angry and actually mention it. Mm-hmm. Like I know my son, sometimes he can come and tell me, but dad, why are you sad? Or why are you afraid? Why mm-hmm. are you angry? Like they can be able to tell the emotion that I'm having. Mm-hmm. And now we have to come to a place of like allowing them to learn about these emotions and also asking them when they you recognize them expressing these emotions. They will be learning how to express all these. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if maybe you see they are afraid, maybe you ask them. And sometimes it has been so easy even to understand our son when we are concerned, maybe from school, when we see him, maybe he looks a bit afraid. We ask him like, how was your school? And I remember one time he told us like, our teacher like told me to give them the hand, and then with the ruler, I think it was Walim Chapa from the edge of the ruler. And actually it was so accurate, you know, like seeing the emotion and actually asking him, and he is able to express why he is feeling the way he is feeling. And I think that was an eye-opener that this works and that we will be able to understand them. And also they will be able to also learn how you, your emotions also on the other side. And now you can see now, maybe the next, maybe you can go to the next slide.
Maybe just to add mm-hmm. something, mm-hmm. From the emotional vocabulary.
Yeah.
In the assignment we will put in this, where yeah. you can print an emotional chart.
Yeah.
And just talk your children through this. And emojis are very helpful
yeah.
in leading this conversation of emotions.
Mm.
Yeah, let your child learn to even act the different emojis, like the ones which are here, so that they're able to express exactly how they are feeling.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the emotional milestones that our children need to have a rich vocabulary on emotion. They're able to say exactly what they are feeling.
Mm.
And then from that, you're able to know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So you can see the colors are from the from the least, you know, like you can see the, like mm-hmm. when I go to the afraid, there's a timid, that's maybe the, you can see maybe when you look at them, you see, if you tell them to speak before maybe like two kids, you see they look down, they don't look at anyone, but when they are with you, they are able maybe to sing and to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when they are terrified, you can really tell this guy, I'm telling him to do this and he's like,
mm-hmm.
He looks as if he wants the earth to swallow him, you know, like that is like being terrified.
Mm-hmm.
And on happiness, you know, like they are pleased or to the very end, you know, like euphoric. Some of these terms are quite big.
Yeah,
and also in being annoyed, I'm sure these charts you have seen it maybe in Kinakarura yeah. Forest, the colors and all that.
Yeah.
But you can imagine they are also true in our emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But we'll share more details in the homework.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now the next one is intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they are feeling happy, maybe we can ask them. And this chart is being used by the doctors actually most of the time, pain scale chart. Doctors use this to help understand a patient's level of pain, difference between a level 2 sad and a level 9 sad. Like, how are you sad? I remember our son one time, I think he was somewhere before 4 years. Mm-hmm. Daddy, I'm feeling sad. Like how sad, like very sad. Some kids maybe they can use like,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy, how happy? I'm like super happy, you know, like you know that, like they are feeling like very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can be able actually to tell you which level of afraid they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm feeling scared, you know, like I'm feeling, like they are able to mention these emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good place where if whatever they are going through, and you know, they will feel by their mom or dad understands me. They will have that assurance when you are able actually to know at which level. And maybe there are places where you feel maybe they need even to see maybe someone to work with them. Maybe they need maybe some counseling of a kind or, yeah, we are able now to moderate, to see how severe or how mild or maybe it's none, you know, like they are calm and they are okay. Yeah, so we are able actually to take them to a place where they can get help.
Yeah.
Or actually even us, we can be able to talk through them and they are able to calm down.
Yeah,
Yeah.
And of course, in the mild, it means that your child can be able to self-regulate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you also need to, one of the emotional milestones on intensity, when you think about intensity, is to be able to see there are some things my child can handle by themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I can just let them chill. You can, like the assignments will send through. And we really hope that everyone got the assignments. If you did not, please make sure you chat us in the Safaricom number. I think we really try to text everyone even this week, but you may not be able to keep up with it every week. So there's this number that we are throwing on the chat. Make sure you save this number so that you can receive the assignments. We've already saved all your numbers, but we realize that many people are not getting it because they've not saved this specific number, not the Airtel one, but this one. Mm. So that from the broadcast, you just receive the messages directly to your end. Mm. Yeah, so please make sure you save that number. It will really, really
Sending a broadcast just takes some few minutes, but sending to each individual homework.
Nice. We would really want to make sure everyone gets it on time, because if you get the assignment on Wednesday or Thursday, it means it's quite late, like there's little you can do. Mm-hmm. But Useme, we will send this assignment tomorrow or Monday, then you have enough time to do it before our next class.
Yeah.
So I was just saying, in the mild, your child is able to self-regulate. Moderate, probably you feel, I'm able to handle this as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's severe, you might actually need external help.
Yeah.
And so this emotional chart, the pain scale chart, in terms of also emotional chart, helps you to know when your child needs external help.
Yeah.
And I usually say, there's nothing being ashamed if I feel like my child is not coping well emotionally, or maybe they are really overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Never feel ashamed, like in terms of, I don't want people to know my child is struggling with issues. I mean, there are child therapists out there who are happy to journey with you. Mm-hmm. Just feel free to admit, like my child needs help beyond me, especially when it goes to 7 and above.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, sometimes even the school may not be able to intervene in this level. Mm-hmm. Don't be ashamed to seek help until your child is okay.
Yeah.
And of course, the good thing with severe, it usually helps my child now to deal with the mild.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, the therapist will help them to self-regulate more than just depending on me to help them resolve their emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is just in terms of if you are in any place and in any way concerned about where your child is.
Mm.
And then the other milestone, that is milestone number 3, is the fruit. And the fruits are of the spirit. Of course, I know this is a bit, some of us are probably not Christians who joined this program and will not want you to feel uncomfortable. It's only that when you're thinking about emotions in children, probably this is something that is very practical. And even in psychology, we use it a lot. In terms of being able to see the evidence that I'm an emotionally healthy person, these 9 things are very, very crucial.
Yeah.
So the fruit of the spirit, they're in Galatians 5:18-22.
Mm.
And 18-19-20 talks about the things you don't want to see.
Mm.
So it talks about all the opposites in terms of the things that I see and I don't like, even in my own life.
Mm.
And then now 22 and 23 focuses on the things that I would want to see more. So when you think about the fruit of the spirit, these are the 9 things that are mentioned.
Mm.
And we really love using them even in therapy and every place to just see where we are.
Yeah.
Now, this fruit of the Holy Spirit, of course, I know some of us can even have even a song. I remember there used to be songs in Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
Just help us internalize this. I was doing this with my daughter and some neighbor's kids yesterday. It was really fun because she already has a song for it.
Oh yeah.
And so love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And why this is a mark of emotional milestone, like in terms of emotional progress and maturity, even in children, it's because some of these things come naturally to us and even to our children because of our personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some things that don't come easily because of also our personality or probably upbringing. And so when you look at this list, like just start with yourself. Which are some of the things that don't come naturally to you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? Which one doesn't come naturally?
That's a big one. And I need to start now scratching my head.
Yeah, so probably I can just go on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is something that I am not a long-fused person. Yeah. Hey, James, the venue unakubali hapa. Yeah, and of course, I think also gentleness is not natural for me. Self-control is also an area I struggle in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for me, what comes very easily for me is love. I think I can love anybody. And joy as well. I don't struggle with being happy. Like I struggled with peace. Yeah, like I'm not a very calm person naturally. Yeah, so just do that assessment on yourself and then also help your child do that assessment on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are children who struggle with joy, by the way. Like when I'm feeling like every time you really engaging with them is very draining for you, especially if you don't struggle with this, you will realize when your child struggles with it. And probably some of us also struggle with joy in a way our children don't feel joyful naturally around us because we're not those happy, lucky go parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you will be able to see the intensities, like in terms of our energy even as a family based on this. And so this is really something to just pay attention on, even in our children, in terms of having a conversation with them and also just pointing out, even asking them,
yeah,
which ones do they struggle with? Because these nine qualities are qualities of an emotionally healthy individual,
mm-hmm,
including children.
Yeah.
And so if probably there are some things your child struggles with in this area, to just note them as points of growth in terms of these are fruits I want to see in their lives. So this is a fruit I want to see in their lives. So this is a part of the fruit, mm-hmm, that I don't see in their lives. And so it's not just that is why I've written here on Galatians 5:18-22. It's not just about what I don't want, but it's also what I want to see. And the fruit is what I want to see, to imagine that a child has potential and they're able to really manifest these things. Yeah, so just that as a point to note. And of course, start with yourself first in terms of self-evaluation.
Yeah, I think I struggle with love. I don't seek people like,
yeah,
naturally, yeah, yeah. I want to be alone.
So love doesn't, yeah, come naturally for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's something that I would love to go into. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can just note for yourself, like things that you don't, if you're not a hyped person, probably joy is something that doesn't come easily and naturally for you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, people who have introverted personalities will be able to see things that are natural for you, extroverts. And if you did the personality test that we did, you'll be able to probably pick this more easily in terms of, yeah, things that are natural for you and things that are not. Yeah. And then the next one, just for the interest of time, emotional milestone number four that we are looking at is emotional intelligence.
Mm.
Yeah, so for them to be able to be intelligent emotionally. And if you look at this diagram, first of all, there is the emotional intelligence in the middle, and then it has these four places,
mm-hmm,
for your child to be able to perceive their emotions. You know, so they're able to know that I'm sad, I'm angry, just the way James was explaining in the first slide. I am disappointed, I am mad, or I'm feeling discouraged. They're able to perceive emotions and they're able to name them,
yeah,
and then understanding emotions in other people. And why this is important, it's because my emotional environment affects my children, but it's important for them to be able to say, it's mom who is sad, it's not me who is sad. Because when our children keep on getting sucked into emotional space, then it means that we are also affecting their emotional milestones.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, you can still like help your child understand that this is mommy's emotion. I'm the one who is upset.
Mm.
And probably this is a conversation I usually have with my children. Today I'll say I'm feeling low or I'm feeling discouraged, so that they just understand, you know, where I am coming from, and probably I'm not the most pleasant person in the room. And then number three is managing emotions, for them to be able to now manage the emotions. Like, what can they do to control their emotions? This will be part of the assignment package, like some of the things you can do to help your child with self-regulation.
Mm.
And then of course, number four is using emotions. And why? It's because as much as your children would get affected, like probably a teacher comes and shouts at them, you'll still want them to be able to cope in that class and understand what the teacher is teaching. That is why using emotions is important, for them to be able to understand it's the teacher who is sad, not me, but he's still willing to teach me, and so we can still cope together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even for your child to be able to understand other people's emotions and ask them about it. Like sometimes the Jemo is saying, Yanni will come and he'll be like, mommy, why are you sad? Why are you talking loudly?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's because he's now helping you or helping me become aware of my emotions.
Yeah.
And so emotional intelligence in children is very important, and it has those four elements that are on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, self-awareness, for them to understand their own emotions. Social awareness, to understand other people's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then self-regulation is being able to control their own emotions. And then social regulation is being able to relate with people, even if we don't feel the same way. Like, we are in the room, we are not in the same space emotionally, but we can still get along. And our children can be able to learn that, especially now with this awareness. Like, this is a conversation I'm already having with Crystal. That is our daughter, she's 8 now. And already having this thing of emotional intelligence, because she's also a very emotional child.
Mm.
You have to be able to just understand these four spaces. So you can have this conversation with your child, especially if they are in a good place. But just the way James started us, you first of all start with the vocabularies. That is the basic place for, yeah, a two-year-old.
Mm.
And then after that, it's the intensity. And then the fruit is being able to tell them, this is what we want to see more, mm, around here. And,
yeah,
we all share goals, like in terms of these are the places we are struggling or not. And then now this is the final place.
Mm.
And this is a very good conversation to have, especially if your children are preteens, mm, or teens. The emotional intelligence conversations make sense to them, because I run coaching programs for teens. and preteens, and these are conversations we have, and it makes a lot of sense to them. So if your child is in that age, please have this conversation with them, and you'll realize it really hits home.
Yeah, and also maybe to mention on that, maybe if a child falls down, and maybe you want to comfort them, maybe to ask them, like, how does this make you feel? Mm. Yeah, like you teach them now to put a word into how they are feeling. Mm. Rather than crying, pole baba or pole mama, like, how does this make you feel, pole sana? Of course, it's like bringing them to a place of owning, like, the emotion they are feeling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and later, after comforting them, maybe, are you happy? How are you feeling? You know, like, is it, like, super happy or a bit happy? You know, like, trying to bring the levels and the intensity. Mm-hmm. And with the time, you realize it will become like a habit that they will, you will, actually will notice there's a change in how you relate with them. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And of course, just before we are done, I want us to do another reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to just be in touch also with our inner struggles as parents. Yeah, so you need to breathe again. This is where we breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. If you're driving or if you're walking in a dark alley, please don't try this at home. Mm-hmm. Don't try this over there. But if you're in a good space, probably you can breathe in. We want to do a reflection just for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because like we said last week, we parent from who we are.
Yeah.
So the conscious parenting is also being able to be conscious about the spaces in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Out. And then you can keep your eyes closed for a bit and just reflect on yourself. I'm going to guide you in these four areas. So you just think about, where am I as a parent? And so in terms of starting with vocabulary, do you have vocabularies to say what you feel? Do you tell people what you feel? And of course, think about yourself in your workplace, at home, even with your family of origin. Do they know what you feel? Some of us grew up in homes where emotion expressions was not encouraged. I'm one of those people. You grew up in a place where you're not probably allowed to feel. And of course, that was a violation that we can't probably validate tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just validate that. Yeah, it was not validated. My emotions were not validated. And it's easy for me to trivialize my children's emotions and also to not be aware of the emotions, because I also don't have emotions as far as I'm concerned. And so just think about yourself in terms of your vocabulary. Like even today, were you able to tell people how you're feeling? Like, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not happy with that. That is hurtful. That is disappointing. I feel disappointed. I feel violated. Do we have vocabulary in our day-to-day life in terms of how we feel? And then number two is intensity. Some of us probably are really hurting and we've just been shoving our emotions aside and trivializing it. We don't allow ourselves to feel the intensities. And so probably some of us have really been in bad places emotionally and we've not acknowledged it. Sometimes it becomes difficult, especially when we've lived in that place of intense emotions that were not acknowledged and not dealt with. In a way, we trivialize our children's emotions because we are like, I suck it in, so you should suck it in. And of course, intensity is being able to be aware that we are not in the same place emotionally and I need to validate my child's regardless of how I deal with my own. So just think about your intensity. Do you validate your emotional intensity to just say, today this is a 10 and I am totally not doing well? And sometimes to be able to communicate that even to people who are around us, including our children, and to also seek help when you're feeling like this is extreme and I'm not doing well as a parent. And so when we acknowledge our intensities, we're able to also acknowledge our children's intensity. And if that is a place you're struggling with, I want you to just show yourself compassion tonight. This parenting masterclass is not for judgment and probably making you feel uncomfortable. It's also about acknowledging and just imagining that you're still a good parent despite all the things that you're probably going through or you've gone through. But just acknowledge your intensity. Even tonight, just think about it. What I've been going through, is it a 5? Is it a 10? Is it a 0? Is it a 2 that I'm managing well? Do I need help? And then in terms of the fruit, we've already done this. So where are you struggling? Because those areas that I'm struggling becomes natural areas for my children to struggle in. Like I've said, I struggle in the area of self-control and I usually see my daughter sometimes struggling in that area as well, in terms of her emotions, in terms of habits. But to just acknowledge, even without judging yourself, if we struggle with joy, probably joy is something that is foreign in our home. we struggle with peace, probably we raise anxious children. If you're struggling with love, we raise children who are self-absorbed in themselves and they don't think about other people. So just think about the fruit and your own struggles, because that is areas that your children naturally follow, because we are modeling it to them. And then, of course, the last area of reflection is emotional intelligence. In terms of, am I self-aware? Do I even feel when my emotions are changing and when things are going haywire? Is that a space I'm aware of? Am I also aware of other people's emotions in terms of being able to separate? This is your emotion and this is my emotion, so that I don't get sucked into people's emotions every time. Is that a space you're aware of? And of course, the other place, are you able to regulate yourself? What do you do when your emotions are really out of the roof? What do you do? How do you calm yourself down? How do you regulate yourself? And then finally, are we still able to relate and to get along with even people that we don't like and we don't agree, because we are experiencing emotional maturity? Probably even at your workplace, they are difficult people to work with. Who doesn't have difficult colleagues? Yeah, we do. And are those spaces we are still able to navigate through because we are feeling we're in a good place in terms of emotional maturity? Because that is how my children struggle, probably in the play field. That is how they struggle in the classroom. That is how they struggle in the neighborhood. When they don't realize, I can still play with them even if I don't totally agree with them. And so just allow yourself to sit there with these four inner struggles. If probably there are areas you're struggling with and thinking about without even judging yourself. And just give yourself a hug. Just saying that, yeah, I'm glad I wasn't aware, but I've still been doing a good job in parenting my children. And then I want you to breathe in, breathe out, breathe in and out. Awesome. And so I want us to just share our feedback, like in terms of what's your take home today? Yeah, what will you be thinking about this week? Don't leave yet. We still have a whole conversation here. And the other thing is also the self-work. We shall send the family assignments. Some of these assignments, you need to do them with your children. And then, of course, some of them you can still find how to lead them. And it may not be realistic to do all these assignments within a week. Yeah, but at least try to do something. Start somewhere. Mm-hmm. The assignments from last week, start somewhere. And the assignments also from this week, start somewhere as well. And then the other thing is emotionally healthy spirituality. I really recommend this book because we found it very helpful when the year was starting for me and James. We actually went through it. Yeah, to just look at how your emotional health can actually affect your spirituality. And one of the things I really loved about that book, it says, you can never be spiritually higher than where you are emotionally. Like your emotional health is what determines your spiritual health. Mm-hmm. And so I can't say like I'm a very spiritual person and I got it together if I don't have it together emotionally. Mm-hmm. And of course, I know this is an area that some of us may be struggling with because of where we've been. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes we've grown up in less than ideal places. Yeah, and of course, the way we are saying, we are not judging ourselves. We are just building awareness by being here so that we see areas that we'll need to keep on working through. Yeah, and so tracking your child's milestone, this is our progress chart.
Yeah, so today we have handled the emotional milestone. Mm-hmm. So next, this coming week, we will do mental milestone and social milestone. We will deal with two. Mm-hmm. But today, emotional milestone is quite huge. That's why we wanted to dwell on it so much. Mm-hmm. Because once we sort this, I think sorting out this will be slightly easier, but also we will also deal with spiritual milestone on the other weekend. Yeah, so, and then from there, guys, we will have a parents hangout. That is, we will create a family vision. Please don't miss on this one. Mm. Block it and we will communicate the date, right?
Yeah.
The date and the location.
It's actually 17.
17.
The weekend after we are done with this class, so the three weekends, because the other one will be the third, and then 10, so it will be 17th. Yes.
Yeah. Please so, let us block that time. It will be so helpful for us.
Yeah. We'll actually focus on creating a family vision. We will just also share our experience and a handbook, a resource that will be really helpful, especially if you want to become more intentional about next year and you want to start planning early. We'll just be sharing a guideline. like in terms of where you can start in creating a family vision.
Mm.
We worked through it from last year with James, and it really helped us to be on the same page in terms of our family goals and values. And even if you're doing this alone, you'll still be able to create
a family vision. If you're a single mom or a single dad, it's still fine. I think it's still doable.
Yeah, because it's about children as well.
Yeah, we can organize baby minders, someone to mind the babies as we do it. So let us do this. And I believe by the end of this, we will become better parents and raise you know, better children who are independent emotionally, mentally, socially, and spiritually. Great. Yeah, so there's someone who asked about...
Yeah, so you can share your take home on the chat.
Yeah.
Share your take home on the chat, just in terms of what you take home from today's session. What is the impression of today from today's session? What are you taking away from here?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what do you also aspire? James, you wanted to share something?
Yeah. No, we can share our take home first.
Yeah, just share your take home.
There's someone who missed a slide.
Mm-hmm.
Please share the emotional intelligence slide. A little bit dropped off and missed it. That is Kathy.
Yeah. Kathy, can you just chat us on WhatsApp? I think it will be easier to,
chat, to get the personal chat request. Chat the 0720 and then you will have it on your WhatsApp. Yeah, yes. Thank you for your feedback.
Yeah, and then this is good stuff. I need to work on myself first. Yeah, thank you, Kimani Njoroge.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sharing that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then we have Nancy. My take is let my kid own her emotions.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes, to just not try to fix my child and to feel uncomfortable when they feel in quote negative emotions.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think one of the most helpful lessons I learned in psychology is there is no negative or positive emotion. Mm-hmm. Every emotion comes to tell us something. So to teach our children that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you can even let your child sit through their sadness without trying to feel the need to fix them and to cheer them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you are helping them to regulate themselves.
Yeah.
Weekly,
Keter, we will share on the homework. Please save the number 0720, the number we shared, so that when we are doing a broadcast, we will share the link to the book or the name of the book.
Yeah, we will share the link to the book and then you can get it. So make sure you save the number.
Yeah.
So that when we are doing the broadcast with all the assignments on Monday, you'll get yours. And in case you don't feel free to chat us, I think I really appreciate even the people who chat us last minute, like tonight. Just find out what happened, because that's it. Kituma broadcast, we assume kila mtu amepata.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you've not saved the number, you will not get the broadcast, or it will not get to you, because the broadcast doesn't go to contacts that have not been saved. So save that number so that it can come to you.
Yeah. Okay, Mandy, you're saying I really need to grasp the emotional intelligence concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe by the time we finish, Kimani will be at a better place. Yeah.
There's also a book. Probably we'll try to just put all these resources together and then you can access them. Yeah, we'll just try to put together a package of books that probably you've been finding helpful, and we have them in ebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys can also delve into them.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Miri Ann Mwiti, kindly share the book's title again.
Yeah, that one will be coming.
Yeah, so Techno Camon, she said she's cool. These are so heavy.
Mm.
Need to do a couple of self-evaluation. I'm glad I attended. Karibu sana.
We are so glad you're here.
Yeah, for sure. Marion Wairimu, I also struggle with self-control. I discovered how I need to work on myself first. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are all growing, by the way. We are all on a journey.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Laura. My takeaway is emotional awareness. My son experiences a lot of emotions, and I really have learned a whole new approach on emotions.
Wow.
Awesome, Laura. Kemani, again, what is the parents' hangout?
When?
This is the 17th of September?
Yeah,
17th
of September.
Yeah, 17th of October. September. Sorry, guys. I think my mind is super tired. Kemani is saying, I can see the boy child is doing badly among the attendance in today's session.
Yay, clearly. Girl child, cheer up. I'm here cheering the
mom. Yeah, so Margaret Wanemba, take home the different milestones, been focusing on physical and academic.
Margaret Nagwana sana. Yeah, that is a reality for many of us. Even us, I think we had just started there. Then now we keep going.
Mm. Food na slippers na kalamu na vitabu. Yeah. Redmi 9.
My take home is majority of the fruits accessing self. Yeah, please go and delve into it again.
Mm.
and share the number one, the no one more time. I didn't understand that. Share the no one more time. The
number one.
Oh, the number. The number is up here. Okay, scroll away chat, but I'm going to post
it's number one or what?
Maybe she's asking to share the number, like to share the number, the number that they need to chat on.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and then Warogi, I am here praying that we get the recording. I truly enjoy listening to it after the class. No, we want people to come for the class now. So we are really sticking around with the recordings, but probably we will see what happens, but we will really prefer that people attend the session.